Now joining me on the phone is another very famous person. Let me just set this up for you. Comedians see life more clearly than most of us, and they use their insights to poke fun at our foibles and our frailties. They turn the mirror on us so that we can see what we're really like, and then we can laugh at it. Our next guest, however, is doing something more than just turning the mirror on society. She's turned the mirror on herself to reveal how she and her co-author, Cindy Ratzlaff, claimed their happiness that they felt that they deserved and that they wanted. Kathy Kinney is an American actress. She gained considerable popularity in the late 1990s for playing the role of Mimi Bobek, the outrageously made-up, flamboyant, vulgar, and oftentimes vindictive nemesis of Drew Carey on the sitcom The Drew Carey Show. If you want to call in and speak to Kathy, you can reach us here at 639-0008, 639-0008. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you. And there's a voice that I recognize from my 1990s television viewing days. So, so glad that you're here. You are the author, I should say co-author, of Queen of Your Own Life, A Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life That You Deserve. You and Cindy Ratzlaff. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are. Sure.
Ratzlaff.
It says, mice giggle, rats laugh.
Oh, that's a good way to remember. Now I will never forget it. I think that that's great. That's your latest book. Now, it's kind of an instruction manual for a philosophy or decision that people make to invite happiness into their lives. What did you get out of writing this book?
You know, it was just a confirmation of what I needed as a woman to live my life. You know, Cindy Ratzlaff and I have been friends for over 30 years, and we have supported each other through thick and thin, and coming to the midpoint in our lives, we realized we both had lots of fears, and there were things that we had gathered along the way in what we felt was the first half of our life that we wanted to banish or let go, and we wanted to take a minute and think about what were the things that were really working for us that we still wanted to keep, because we felt that being at the midpoint in our lives, we still had so much living to do, that we had all this wisdom and knowledge to put towards figuring out how we wanted to live the second half of our lives. And we realized that we wanted to be courageous and we wanted to be happy, and that the decision to be happy was ours to make. And we wanted to put it all down in a book and use what we'd given each other to give to all the other friends.
Interesting.
In the world. Yep.
Very interesting, because, you know, the normal person from the outside looking in would look at your life, being a very famous actress at that point, and Cindy's life. She was also very successful, and to think that you didn't feel that you both were courageous, that's rather interesting.
I think life has a way of wearing you down. And, you know, for women, the message we get from society is that we're not valuable anymore if, you know, we're not 21, we're not long-legged and big-chested and blonde, and it's so pervasive. And both Cindy and I, we finally came to the realization that you need to share your story, that there's healing for you and everyone around you if you just share your story, because there's so many women and men, too, that think, oh, you know, everyone has a better life than I do. Not everyone, but, you know, oh, look at that person. Look at Kathy Kinney. Wow. She's an actress. She worked on the show. She's working on the show. She has this. She does that. Surely her life is perfect. And, of course, it's not perfect. It's a work in progress. And if we share our stories that we have low self-esteem or, you know, that we were fearful, then everyone gets to go, oh, we're all alike. Isn't that interesting?
Good. That's a great common denominator. I love it. We're talking to Kathy Kinney, everybody, co-author of the book Queen of Your Own Life, A Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve. Now, Kathy, I think it's very interesting. I'd like to know, first of all, you've known Cindy for a very long time. How did you guys meet? And then, more importantly, I found it very amusing how and when you, the two of you, decided that you were going to write this book together.
Well, we're both from Wisconsin, and we met in college. Cindy wanted more than anything to be an actress, and I was the technical director of the children's theater, and we met one really hot Wisconsin summer. And, of course, I didn't even like her at the time, which
really
thinks now is so funny, but I thought, oh, she's very snotty, uppity, whatever, you know. And of course, she wasn't anything like that. And through the years of casual friendship, you know, we finally, we had a fight. And this is really important. We ended up in a comedy group together, and we had a fight about something, and the director made everyone else leave, and we were going to just battle it out, you know. And in that moment, Cindy says she realized how important our friendship was, and so she got very honest, and she said she was just feeling left out. And when she was so honest with me, I was able to say, well, I was just leaving you out because you're getting married and you're really busy. And we went, oh. And in that moment, we bonded. You know, if you're honest about your feelings and with your friends and tell them how important their friendship is to you, it's something that will strengthen your friendship. And we say, you know, you guys, you have your cronies, you know, who watch your back. But women, we need to go out, and there's that myth that we're really catty and we gossip about each other. But it's actually having strong friendships that make it easier for you to be happy and successful if you have that kind of unconditional support. So we decided to write the book because we found out that now that we're at the midpoint in our lives, we're crones. And we didn't like that word crone. It's a derogatory term.
Very.
So we, based on the French word, which means dead flesh. And I did not want to live the last half of my life known as dead flesh.
Good for you.
I know. And there's no celebration to mark being at that midpoint in your life. So we invented this thing we call the crowning ceremony. And we had our own, and all our friends said, we want that. We passed it on and passed it on, and the next thing I knew, we were writing a book.
Wow. We're talking to Kathy Kinney, everybody. You may remember her as Mimi from The Drew Carey Show, the arch nemesis of Drew Carey himself. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, what was it like for you starring on The Drew Carey Show? I mean, for most people, they think it's the kind of the pinnacle of success most actresses dream about reaching.
You know, I have to admit that it was extremely fun. And, you know, you'd never think getting a job playing the meanest, ugliest woman in the world would be such an incredible gift, but it was. And I really learned a lot from playing Mimi, because it did say in the script, that very first script, that she was the meanest, ugliest woman in the world. But the thing that made Mimi so special was that she thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world, and that she was desirable and valuable, and she lived her life that way. And I kind of, you know, I thought, oh, look at this. Isn't this interesting? And I began to live my life that way. Mm. I like to think that I gave a little bit of my low self-esteem to Mimi. It made her more human, and Mimi certainly made me stronger.
Oh, that's great. What did you like most about being Mimi on The Drew Carey Show?
I liked the way that people treated me when I went out in the world. I mean, I certainly enjoyed getting all my anger out, playing Mimi. And I liked being part of the Drew Carey family. That was really fun. And but when I went out in the world, people loved Mimi so much, and still do, that they were really kind to me. And I felt like, oh, this is the way everybody should be treated all the time. Aren't I lucky that I do get to be treated this way? And I kind of tried to pass that on. As nice as everyone was to me, I try to be nice to everybody else.
Oh, that's great. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, we live out in California. We believe in karma and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. That does.
True.
All right, we're talking to Kathy Kinney, who is the author, co-author of Queen of Your Own Life, which I loved. Great little book. Who should read your book, and what do you want the reader to learn or get out of reading your book, Kathy?
Well, you know, we wrote the book for women between the ages of 40 and, we say, deaf. But to tell you the truth, we've been getting so much great feedback from younger women, age 20. We've been getting from mothers who pass the wisdom on to their children, and even from men who say, oh, well, that's exactly how I feel. That we want to start a quiet little revolution that says it's okay to be the way you are, that you need to take a moment to stop and learn to admire yourself for how you've survived and lived in life, that you're perfect just the way you are, and that no matter what the message is from the media about what is beautiful, you're beautiful. And again, you don't have to be 20 to have your whole life ahead of you. It's really a choice, and that there's always something more, and that wouldn't you rather live your life being a positive person, showing up every day and having the courage to find a little happiness in your life and passing it on than to live under a black cloud?
That's
exactly what we want everyone to understand.
I love it. You want to start a revolution. You little anarchist, you. I think that's great. Yeah. Throughout the book, you've got what you call little crown jewels, which is sort of the lessons that you want us to learn as we're going through the book, which I thought was good. What crown jewels stand out as the most important in your mind?
Well, Chris, the one that always comes to mind first for me is age only matters when you're a cheese, which is Kelly Burke, the actress who is best known for playing the wicked witch, the pretty witch on The Wizard of Oz. But I like Oscar Wilde. You know, you might as well be yourself because everyone else is taken. And I think that, you know, in life we really try so hard to be somebody else, to look like somebody else. You know, the images for young girls, for their idol or who they're trying to model their life for, it should be someone who's just so completely original, because you don't want to go to the art museum and look at the same painting painted the same way over and over again. It's the difference. It's the way the light plays on the oil or the watercolor or, you know, the darkness, the lightness. We're all completely different, and we're all beautiful works of art. And I think that the message that, you know, we're all beautiful, perfect originals is something that's so important to pass down to our children.
So true. Variety is the spice of life, no doubt about it. Kathy Kenney, this book, Queen of Your Own Life, it was printed by, I thought, an unusual publisher. So I want to ask you, maybe there's a story here, maybe there isn't, but this book, Queen of Your Own Life, was picked up and printed by Harlequin. Now, Harlequin is known mostly for its bodice-ripping romance novels. How did you end up getting with them as your publisher?
Well, of course, you know, when Cindy and I wrote the book, we dreamed that we'd be with a huge publisher who was, you know, like, we wanted to say, yes, we're authors. And in the end, it was really funny. There was a little bidding war, and Harlequin won. And they have started a new nonfiction division, because in a time when writing books and publishing is really hurt, Harlequin is a strong publisher. Mm-hmm. They have intelligent, wise women who buy all their books. These are women who are still reading. And Harlequin had the wisdom to open this nonfiction division and say, we want to give to all areas of women, not just give them entertainment for these romances, but we want to show them how to have a bigger, better, happier life. So Harlequin, in the end, we said, yeah, why not? I mean, they're trying to polish up their image, and we wanted to get our message to as many women as possible that they were perfect just the way they are. So in the end, it was a perfect fit, and they've been behind us 100%.
No, I would agree. It's a great match for you. It really is. Let me ask you, are there any more starring roles that are coming up in the future where we might see you? And if so, what types of roles are you chasing right now?
You know, I'm not chasing anything. I'm happy to say that things come knocking on my door just because I think I'm open to them. But, you know, I have a really wonderful recurring role on a show called The Secret Life of the American Teenager,
yes,
which is a big hit on ABC Family. And I also have a children's website, www.mrsp.com, and I am Mrs. P. And I'm really proud of it. I started it with two partners, Dana Plouts and Clay Graham, who was executive producer Andrew Carey. And it's Mrs. P, which is me. And Mrs. P is a little bit Irish, more ish than Ire. And I'm reading classic children's stories to children so that they understand that how important reading is and that people who read are really cool. And it's a free site. It's completely free, no advertisement. They can't veer off and buy pornography or motorcycles. It's just a really interactive, fun, old-fashioned kind of site with modern technology. But I'm I'm really proud of it.
Which I love. And by the way, you preempted what was going to be my next question. So thank you for doing that with the MrsP.com. No, that's okay. Because you're going exactly the path that I'd like you to go. So this is good. But how did you come up with the idea? What motivated you to start that site?
Well, you know, Clay Graham and I had worked together on the Drew Carey Show, and mm-hmm. we both feel that everything that we are because of reading. And for him, his favorite moment as a child was when his parents would read to him. And he was feeling that, you know, parents are so busy now that maybe they don't have time to do that, and that there weren't really any live characters anymore. Mr. Rogers is gone. And
right.
Captain Kangaroo. When I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. And that they needed someone, we wanted someone to represent, again, how cool reading is and how important it is.
Sure.
So that's what we just started, and we used all our own money so that we wouldn't lose control of it, and we just wanted to make sure that it was free. And I'm telling you, the technology on that site just makes my brain hurt. It's so brilliant. And a beautiful site. I'm really proud of it.
Well, that's great. Plug the site again. It is what?
It is www.mrsp.com. And again, all you have to do is Google my name or Google Drew Carey and my name. And, you know, now with the internet, you can find anything.
There you go. But I think that's great for all the mothers and the grandmothers out there in the audience that are listening to the sound of your voice. MrsP.com sounds like a wonderful site for getting children excited about reading again.
It is. So, and also it's fun, and you can help your child start the computer and then leave them there safely knowing that they're not going to be able to, you know, damage themselves. It's just fun reading and fun with those golden old classic children's stories.
Wonderful. We're talking to Kathy Kinney, everybody, who played Mimi on The Drew Carey Show, but now she's co-authored a book with Cindy Ratzlaff called Queen of Your Own Life, Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life That You Deserve. You've done so many, many things, Kathy, in your life, and you're only halfway through your life by your own admission, but looking back, what do you want to be remembered for?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that I was a good person, and I tried to make my life a really fun adventure, and that I tried to do the same thing for the people around me. I just want to leave the world around me a little bit better place and know when I pass away that I did everything I possibly could to do that.
Wow, that's great. And I think one of the ways in which you're doing it is by putting down all of your thoughts in the book, Queen of Your Own Life, which is a wonderful way. Now, where can people buy your book?
Anywhere that fine books are sold, you know, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, at all the bookstores, Borders, and the Barnes & Noble itself.
And let's not forget the independents.
No. You know, I was at a really wonderful bookstore in Denver, the Tattered Cover.
Tattered Cover, one of the biggest in the country.
It's fantastic. I didn't know that Errol Flynn worked there as a young man. Did you know that?
No, that's a bit of trivia. I love that. I'm going to save that, and you don't mind, I'm going to steal it.
No, go ahead. Maybe you better check it first, but I heard it from the guy that manages the bookstore. So, no, all the independent bookstores, but really what I said, it's out there, and it's being sold by everybody, and can't, you know, of course, I wrote it, so I'm not going to say anything bad about it. But I think that, you know, for two women from the Midwest who've supported each other so well as friends, we just wanted to be friends for every other woman out there. So it's just a simple, the best praise we've gotten, well, we've gotten a lot, but the one that sticks in my mind is that it's valuable and it's funny and it fits in your purse.
All three true. That is a great book. We're talking to Kathy Kinney, everybody. She's the co-author of Queen of Your Own Life, A Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve. Kathy, I can't believe the time has gone this fast. Thank you so much for being our guest. It was a delight having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that ends up our first show here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Our guests were Carol Burnett and Kathy Kinney. Tomorrow we've got Wink Martindale is going to be joining us as well. And remember that this is going to be a recurring show on the KKZZ lineup for you. Following my show today, we've got Susan Burrell leading the Inspired Life, and she's going to have some very interesting guests. We want to end this show and all future shows with this simple thought. Go out and be the change you want to see in the world. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions. and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. Thanks, and listen to us again tomorrow at 10 o'clock here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.